Hello?
Mr. President.
Hello, Henry.
I thought it was another spectacular. Outstanding.
Well, there wasn't, the way they badgered along on that Mayday thing was disgusting, but on the other hand, the folks are for us on that.
That's what I think, Mr. President, the average person.
Yeah, Bob Holliman told me that he's had caught two or three editors, and, you know, of course, they're all a little dumb. They don't know what the hell the Constitution writes or anything. Gee, they thought the president was strong on riots. Well, Christ, of course I'm strong on riots, but nobody ever knew it before.
That's right. I think, apart from the merits of the issue, what came across to the average person on that one is that you're going to protect the integrity of the government and that you're not going to permit lawlessness to intervene. And that's all they care about.
They don't worry really about the constitutional points, do they?
Not in the slightest. They don't. And if it's between what you did and what the critics say, they would believe that you were on the side of the Constitution.
Isn't it interesting, though, that out of that thing, six questions were on that stupid issue?
Yeah.
Good God, the goddamn thing's over. We did the right thing. We kept the government going. These people were a bunch of dope addicts and the rest, you know, slashing tires, trashing Georgetown and the rest. Ugh.
Well, you made that point very strongly. I think that part of it, no matter what the certificate says, will turn into a very great plus with the average person.
The foreign policy stuff is what we expected.
But it was very, very good, Mr. President.
I don't think we made any
I don't know whether you heard the commentators.
No, I didn't. No.
Well, Cal says the president reinforced the impression that foreign policy is his overwhelming strong point. Nothing but good news for foreign policy. Mm-hmm. He pointed out that a month ago, not the first eight questions had been on Vietnam. This time, the first six questions had nothing to do with Vietnam.
Yeah, hold just a minute. Be just a couple seconds. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I had somebody at the door.
Except that the first six questions were on topics other than Vietnam. But you made a very strong defense of Vietnam. This was in the bubble. The name of a large family in Vietnam. Now, the president stands for a very respectful and gentle plug.
What's the conference?
He was wildly enthusiastic.
No, because he asked the question about the demonstrators.
That's right. But he didn't lipstick it. It was the impression that came across was of great strength, knowing exactly what you were doing. And
how did Chancellor imply that was a plus?
Well, he wound up by saying this was another very strong performance. And on the whole, a definite plus. I think that was very plus for him.
Well, the point is that, you know, this silly little jabber that we had about woman's lip, wasn't that a silly question?
Christ. You handled it beautifully.
Marianne Mead.
You handled Sarah McLennan beautifully.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to get the men home, not the goods.
That's right. And the phrase goods was, you know, with all that nitpicking about telephone calls.
Yeah. Wouldn't really change.
Was a great.
But the point is that we had some very significant foreign policy news in there where I said, I did not plan a trip to Southeast Asia. I would go, however, any place. But I did say that I thought the little Buchanan gave me that little business about the Chinese proverb. Wasn't that a nice twist?
That was a nice one. Kennedy had used it.
Yeah. Did he? Well, it's good. We used it.
That rather helped.
You know, the point is that a trip of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
And of course, a lot of what you said on foreign policy, effective as it was here, will be that of even greater significance.
Well, I was doing it all for that audience, of course.
Exactly.
But you know, we covered the Chinese, and covering the UN thing, I thought was about the right line, don't you think? We were consulting.
We'll make a decision after 6 weeks, put us exactly on the
side. Well, you noticed I said 6 weeks.
Which is exactly what we want.
Yeah, but we covered that.
Can
on Peter Lisagor's question. I thought being a little sophisticated was good just for their benefit.
I forget which one.
Well, Peter Lisagor asked the question about Saul.
Oh, excellent.
Do you do which? And I said, well...
Oh, on the agreement and treaty.
That's what you had told me, and so
that
I said, well...
That was very well done.
I thought I'd tell him, well, look, you know, I got to appear that I knew what the hell's going on, and that made him, that'll impress the hell out of him.
It will impress the hell out of him, and the average listener will think you're really on top of the details of this. And the intellectuals will know that you were really in charge of that.
Because what I'm pointing out that the... On the one hand, we had a one single weapon system. On the other, we had more weapons. And therefore, one might be at the treaty level. The other might be at the treaty level. But I wasn't going to say. That was a good thing to point out.
And another beautiful one was the one on the Middle East. Because Roland Evans called me around 7:30. And he said, well, if that treaty is so bad. And I said, well, the thing changed strangely enough. I said exactly the same thing you later said, although we had discussed it and it wasn't in my...
Depends on what they do.
Exactly, and it wasn't in my recommended answer.
But was it, don't you think that was the right answer to say?
Exactly.
The question really is, not because I didn't want to gig the Soviet at this time, not because of the Middle East, because of other reasons, you're aware of. But when I thought it was well to say that, well, that in the event that arms were delivered, then we had to look to our whole car.
Roland Evans particularly mentioned he was scared to death of an arms build-up, and I said, well, we'll do our best to avoid that. And then with you coming so strong, I just know he's going to be in the ball.
How do you think ours will play in the Middle East?
Well,
in other words, you're going to get across that I said the real question is whether...
It was very moderate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was exactly the right balance.
And also to reassure the Israeli, they know they damn well we're watching it.
It will be a tremendous reassurance to the Israelis.
You ought to give Rabin a call and tell him that the president did that because he just wanted to put the goddamn Russians on notice that they introduced weapons we would.
And it also goes to us that we haven't gone badly on it. I thought it's one that on the historical record will be one of the masterpieces of sophistication. And in terms of its effectiveness, up until the strong president to put it to
do. Cat Carl, the question didn't give me much of an opportunity to be polite or anything that
sort
of. I got that, but what the hell, I don't know.
I don't know whether that's what the average person wants at this point.
We got through 21 questions in 28 minutes, just bad.
All of the comments, well, I only heard two commentators. I heard Calvin Chancellor. Both of them spoke with great confidence. Both of them said foreign policy is clearly the strong point. And Calvin said, it is of course clear that foreign policy has had nothing but good news. So if one remembers what he said 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I really think, though, that on communist China, that looking at the historical, whatever else we accomplished, the Soviets, we're going to be at each other's throats for a long time. But if we can open to China, who knows? We could open Pandora's box or the millennium.
Mr. President, we can't open Pandora's box because if they turn bad, our being open to them will not be the greed. It will be one of the great epochal events, Mr. President. Our opening to them doesn't contribute to it.
I don't think we said anything that hurt your conversation.
It was perfect. And from the point of view of...
And the trade thing, I think, saying on June 10th, I will announce it. That was good.
The policy. That was excellent. And again, that showed your leadership. I think it was a very, very strong press conference. We don't want, I don't believe, a great drama right now. The people aren't turned up. And the questions were really pretty vapid.
Don't worry, they will.
But I thought much less hostile than in the previous one.
Oh, no, no, you were damned hostile on the Washington
On the May Day stuff.
Oh, just we had about 5 minutes of that.
Yeah, on the May Day stuff, they thought they were hostile, but they were really playing to your strength.
I love to answer them. I just wanted to keep on the subject.
I think, and also what you said about the credibility gap was extremely strong.
I think it was, because looking into the camera and saying, look here, that's the easiest thing we've got, because we're going to end it.
And there was one other, and then they were already beginning to get up and ask questions, and you said, that will end the credibility gap, credibility problem once and for all.
I thought it was good to have the opportunity to answer the drug question, not in the Vietnam context, but in the drug context.
I thought that was very good.
Because otherwise, just make it appear that drugs are only in Vietnam. Hell, they're all over the world.
Exactly. Well, I thought it was an all
well, we'll see, Hopkins. But the main point is, every one of these is necessary. I hate their hard work, and I hate to go through the producing them, but I think you've got to do them about every 3 weeks. What do you think?
3 or 4 weeks.
It isn't worth doing it unless it's on television. Not
right.
Worth doing it. You talk to these bastards privately, or I mean, you know, just where they write it, and it doesn't get across. You've got to be on television.
On television, and another effective thing that was done last year was to go over their heads to the editor.
When?
When we went over their heads at the news briefings to the editors.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was another effective one. But this, of course, is the most effective one, because that...
We're talking to 50 million people.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, ladies.